الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسر الدرو الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear listeners, it's a nature of a man, of a human being, that when he achieves his purpose, he feels happy. It's his nature. If I've made certain thing as my purpose, and I've got that purpose, I've achieved it, I'll be happy, I'll be content that alhamdulillah I've got it there. If we are traveling from here to Makkatul Mukarrama or Medina Munawwara, or we are traveling anywhere in the world, and we reach our destination, we feel happy that alhamdulillah I've reached my destination. Why? Because that was our purpose of that travel. So whenever we achieve our purpose, we are happy about it and we feel content. Now me and you need to ask this question to ourselves, that what is my purpose of coming to this world? Why have I come to this world? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me to this world? What's the purpose? Now as we just spoke, that when a purpose is achieved, we are happy, then we need to ask the question to ourselves, that what is our purpose of coming to this world? Why has Allah sent us to this world? Now, who will know the better answer than the Creator Himself, the one who created us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Khaliq. He is the one who created the entire universe. Everything that we see is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. So when Allah has created everything and us as well, then who will know us better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, He Himself mentions the purpose in the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created the jinn and the men except so that worship me, so that they worship me, meaning so that we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worshipping doesn't mean that 24 hours we just sit in the masjid and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not the meaning. The meaning is liya'budun ay liya'rifun, so that they recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is my purpose and your purpose of coming to this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to this world for this purpose, that we recognize who our Creator is, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, who is the one that has sent us to this world. And then, after recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving and working hard to please Him. That's our purpose. You know, if I was to make wealth my purpose, right? And if I was to just work and work, earn money all day long, and then I was to become a very wealthy man, But still today we see in this world, I'm sure you would have seen it, I have seen many of them, who are very wealthy. Who are very, very wealthy, but they are not happy. They are not happy, they are not content. They've got everything in this world in terms of material things. But when we ask them, that, are you happy? They say, no, we're not happy. So that's the sign that wealth and money, that could not be our purpose. Because if that was the purpose after getting it, we would have been the happiest man. But we're not happy. You know, Mufti Taqi Sahib, a very great scholar, he says that rahat, peace, content, is something else. And asbabi rahat, the means of happiness, is something else. So when you get one thing, when you get asbabi rahat, when you get the means of satisfaction, the means of happiness, not necessarily you are going to be happy. You can have the best of homes, you can have the best of cars, you can have a good bed, but you cannot get sleep at night. You're not happy. You've got everything that could give you happiness, but you're not happy. That shows that this cannot be our purpose. The material things of this world cannot be our purpose. Yes, we're not saying that it's not permissible to go behind it and to work for it. We should be working for it, but that's not our purpose. That's not our ultimate purpose. Our purpose is that we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. Just imagine, on the day of Qiyamah, we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, I'm happy. Do we need anything else? We don't need anything else. That's our purpose. And we have achieved that. Yeah? So the purpose is that we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how can we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Remember, if we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to go through the seerah and the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person cannot say that I want to please Allah, but I've got another way. No, you can't have another way. You have to go through the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to walk in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you will get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate as Muslims, you know, we have got our seerah in front of us. Go back and open the pages of seerah. You'll find each and every teachings in our seerah. Not a single aspect of our life, we can say that, you know what, this aspect of life we are not taught in our seerah. No, each and every aspect of our life, we have got the teachings of it in the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month wherein our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. And without a shadow of doubt, the day when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born was the most blessed day. There's no doubt in it. Was the most nuraniyat day. Was the most, you know, most blessed day. There's no doubt in it. But me and you need to ask this question. That, you know, in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, if we just have a majlis, a gathering, a talk, an event, where we talk about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after the talk is finished, we are same as we were before, then have we achieved our purpose? Yes, there is no doubt when we have got the, you know, the talk of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the majlis of the seerah, it's filled with nur, it's filled with barakah, it's filled with blessings. There's no doubt in it. But the purpose is that we should, and I should bring the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my life. How many of us, when the month of Rabi'ul Awwal comes, you know, it reminds us of the blessed birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many of us, I'm not saying there is nobody yet, but we need to ask this question to ourselves. How many of us make this intention that, you know what, the month of Rabi'ul Awwal is here. Come on, let's try with the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's take one example. How many of us make an intention, oh, the month of Rabi'ul Awwal is here, let me start having a beard. It's the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me bring this sunnah in my life. Let me bring this sunnah in my life. Yes, if a person is Muslim, we should be celebrating the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should celebrate it. But the question is, how should we celebrate it? That's the question. The way we should celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is by bringing the seerah in our lives. That's how we should celebrate it. There's no Muslim who will say that, you know, I can't celebrate. No, you can celebrate. But celebrate in a way that try to bring the seerah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your life. That's how we can celebrate it. That's how we can get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, the more ishq, the more love we have for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it should only bring us more closer to follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, once Imam Malik rahimahullah was asked a question. Imam Malik was asked this question, that, O Malik, shawwiqni ila al-jannah. That tell me something that will give me the desire to go to Jannah. Tell us something, what I'm going to get in Jannah, so that I desire going in Jannah. Imam Malik rahimahullah was asked this question. Now, if someone was to ask me and you, what would we have said? You know, in Jannah you're going to get this fruit, in Jannah you're going to get this na'mah. Yeah, it's right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. But now see the level of the scholars and the aslaf. Imam Malik rahimahullah, when he was asked this question, that, Oh Imam Malik, tell me something about Jannah. What am I going to get in Jannah? You know, when I hear that, I would be having that desire that I need to go in Jannah. Just listen to what Imam Malik rahimahullah says. Imam Malik rahimahullah says that, what can I tell you more? Fiha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What can I tell you more about Jannah? In Jannah you are going to get Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What else do you want? So that was the level of love our aslaf and our scholars had with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that love, that true love that me and you need to bring into our lives. And you know, that's the difference between us and the pious people. You know, us, sometimes we think that, oh, you know, this thing is just sunnah. So we take that as sunnah and then we leave it out. We don't do it. Oh, it's not fard. It's not fard. We don't have to do it. It's sunnah. Yeah, when we find about something, oh, it's sunnah, that means we don't have to do it, unfortunately. But the scholars and the pious people, they go out and they find out what are the sunnahs so that I can go and act upon it. That's the difference between us and the pious people. So we should try and aim there. You know, if you find about the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take out some time on a daily basis. Go through the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll just give you an example. You know the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did they get that status? How did they get that status? They got that status by following the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They only had one concern, that how can I live my life according to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a companion by the name of Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Once he was in the palace of a king, and he was eating there. He was with his companions, with his friends, and in a palace, he was eating the food. He was having a lunch or a dinner. And when he was eating, a morsel of the food fell down. The morsel fell down. Now, me and you know, the sunnah is that if the morsel falls down, yeah, it's the sunnah that if there is no dirt on it, we should pick it up and eat it, because it's a ruzi, it's a rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't waste it. That's why we are asked to spread a table, a dastarkhan, when we are eating, so that if any morsel falls down, we can pick it up and eat it. That's the sunnah and the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Hudhayfa bin Yaman, just remember that, he's in the palace, he's got everyone in the palace there, watching him and watching his friends. Now the morsel falls down. Hudhayfa bin Yaman started to pick that up and started to eat it. You know, the friends around him, they started saying to him that, oh, Hudhayfa, what are you doing? Don't you know where you're sitting today? You're in the palace. You're in the palace. Just leave that sunnah out for today. We can do it tomorrow. We can do it next time. Now you're in the palace. What would they think? That see how greedy this person is? Now see the reply that Hudhayfa bin Yaman gave. Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاؤُلَاءِ الْحُمَقَى. Should I leave the sunnah of my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of these people? Should I leave the sunnah of my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of these people? So today when we live, we are living in, you know, we should not think that, oh, if I adopt the sunnah, what would people think about me? No. Why should I be shy? Why should I be ashamed of following the sunnah and the Prophet Muhammad, of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Remember, this is the thing that will get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the message for me and you is that we need to celebrate it, but celebrating it by bringing the sunnah and the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives. Then we'll see the difference in our life, in the difference in the life of our family members, the difference in the lives of the community and the whole ummah at large. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon the seerah and the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sunnahs can be performed now. Jazakumullah.